Our devotional tonight comes from 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 says, this is Paul speaking. He says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. In our Sunday evening series, we've been working through 2 Timothy. It's one of Paul's last letters before his death. As he's writing it, Paul knows that his death is very near. And so now Paul is looking back on his life. He's assessing his whole life. And how does his life look as he takes stock of what he's done, who he is? How does it look? Well, he sums it up as three successes. He says this: he fought the good fight, he finished the race, he kept the faith. Three images: a fight, a race, a faith. And here's what I want you to see from this. Paul does not win the war. He fought in the battles. Paul doesn't win the race. He finished the race. Paul doesn't convert the whole world. He held to the faith. The picture here is a seasoned disciple of Jesus who isn't a champion, wreathed in glory, surrounded by acclaim and praise. He's in prison, and he's going to die executed by the government in prison. But the picture is a seasoned disciple who stayed faithful. He completed the course before him. The outcome of the race, the outcome of the war, it is the Lord's. The churches may be dissolving in fits of idolatry and error, but Paul is saying, I was faithful to do the work that God gave me. And so the question for us is, how do you measure success in your life? How will you look back on your life? And maybe you're sensing that you are getting close to the end of your course. How do you assess success in your life? Is success a thriving marriage that everybody admires? Is success a model family with model kids? Is success a church or a ministry group that's packed with people and it's consulted and it's referenced by church planters or other ministry groups? Is success just a really solid resume that will land you positions? Is success friends, and even more friends? Here's how Paul measures success. Faithfulness. Faithfulness is success. Faithfulness is triumph. If by God's grace you cross the finish line, I don't care what place you are in, if you cross the finish line, that is success. What that means is you didn't quit with the Lord when so many other people fell away from the Lord. What that means is if by God's grace, when he takes you home to be with him, you will be able to say, in my life, I did show up for the battles. I did join in the battles. I didn't abandon the field when the struggles were messy and thick. That's success. If in your twilight years, you can look back at your life and say, what a life. I came through terrible testing. I'm not even sure with some of those times how much I got right, how much I got wrong. I know I'm approved only by grace, but here I am still, here at the end. I'm still worshiping. I'm still walking with Jesus. I'm still trying to witness to his grace. That is success. When you have that kind of faithfulness, you go through, maybe you're not noticed. Maybe the thing you're trying to build never gets off the ground and it closes. But you were kind and you weren't drowned in self-pity. You had courage in those times instead of bitter despair. In the end, success is not measured by having a model portfolio, by having advanced degrees, or by the size of your web of influence in this life. What is it that the judge the judge of your life and the judge of all people's lives, what is it that the judge will value on that last day? He will commend this: well done, good and faithful servant. Enter. Were you faithful? And this is what we see in the gospel, right? Jesus is the great success. Jesus was the ultimate faithful person. And it looked opposite, completely opposite to what we and everyone else would call victory. Jesus was faithful to death, even the death of the cross, the shame of all of our sins. He died with nothing so that you could receive every spiritual blessing. He died as a criminal so that you could be received as sons and as daughters. He loved the unlovely, and by his Spirit, he's making us lovely. Jesus is the one who gave up all, ran faithfully to the very end, because in doing that, he was purchasing righteousness for the ones he loved. It was a joy to him to run faithfully. Jesus was faithful for us. Amen.